Welcome back. From 1977, the album Emerging, here is Phil Keaggy and his band, Where Is My Maker, on Streets of Gold. Thank you. Streets of Gold, Phil Kagi, Where Is My Maker? A song that was inspired by the Book of Job. Phil especially likes the shuffle at the end of that song. After recording the instrumental album The Master and the Musician in 1980, he released Flipside. Flipside, get it? Well, anyway, we asked Phil if there was a musical change in this album.
Well, I think what happened was when Flipside was recorded and came out, I was pretty excited about coming on a real, what I called a real label, Sparrow Records, because before that it was on a little label came out of our church up in upstate New York. And so Sparrow Records meant, you know, a real record label for the first time in my life since Decca. But Decca was like something that didn't exist. We didn't know anybody from that label. And I knew people from Sparrow and they were kind to me. But I was excited about our new family that was growing. Bernadette and I had Alicia in March 1980, and I recorded Flipside in May of 1980, and so Spend My Life With You and, you know, different things like that. It was a new turn for me. It was a time of growing up for me.
Lay me down to rest, sing me a sweet lullaby. When will I see you again? Just to be
Welcome to Streets of Gold.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, this is Sandy from Northern California. Thanks for playing all my favorite artists. I really like listening to Keith Green, Randy Stonehill, The Imperials, Second Chapter of Acts, and many more. So I'm staying tuned.
No matter where in the world the street you live on is, thanks for listening to the classics of the 70s and 80s on Streets of Gold.
Streets of Gold and Phil Kagi, a song that was inspired one morning going for a bike ride and noticing two hot air balloons rising up into the air. He tried to catch up with them, but they were ascending too quickly for him. So then he began thinking about the truth and that you may not always grasp the things that you want to take hold of in this life, but God can be found and sought after, and all the things that we think we accomplish in life mean nothing in comparison to knowing Him and someday seeing Him face to face. Yeah, there's a thought for you. That's huge. Phil Kagi and Let Everything Else Go from the Town to Town album. Let's sneak in one more Kagi song before the top of the hour. Here is Carefree on Streets of Gold. Streets of Gold and Phil Kagi, the 1982 album Play Through Me. The tune is Carefree. I love that guitar work on that particular song. Well, his guitar playing is great on just about anything, but that song in particular just rocks. You rock, Phil. And the other thing I like about you is you are so humble. People tell him all the time. He gets awards all the time about possibly being the greatest guitar player that ever lived. And it just kind of shines it on, knowing that his talent came from the one who created him and the one who loves him. More of our interview with Phil Kagi next hour, along with Christian music classics from the 80s, as Streets of Gold continues.